Dennis Law, the wine appraiser, barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him smarter, a better taster, and definitely be able to do better imitations.
But the real question is, can you make him funny and handsome?
He's too far gone in those areas. Some things are still beyond our technology.
True. So true.
Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser. And I am here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
So tonight we are tasting two Sauvignon Blancs.
And should I say bionic wine taster?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
We have two wines tonight. One costs about $10.
Mm-hmm.
One was $28.
Ooh, I think that was my pick.
They're both Sauvignon Blancs.
Okay.
So we're going to see if we can tell a difference on them.
Mm-hmm.
The inexpensive one is from New Zealand.
Okay.
And the expensive one is from Napa.
Napa and New Zealand. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to see if we can taste a difference. But before we start learning about Sauvignon Blanc, we want to thank you for listening. Please subscribe and follow the show. If you want to learn more about wine, you've come to the right place. We learn about wine every week, and we'll see if we can't find out a little bit more about Sauvignon Blanc, learn a little bit more about that, and just do a little refresher. We like to blind taste, so again, like normal, we don't know which wine is which. We have two glasses, mm-hmm. one and two, and we'll see if we can tell the difference in them. So we definitely try not to get influenced by price and that kind of thing, so we want to see if we can actually taste the difference. So
here we go.
Okay, Sauvignon Blanc. It came from Loire.
Okay, and it ended up in New Zealand and Napa.
Yeah, New Zealand is huge. I mean, they've really become famous for Sauvignon Blanc here in the last probably 30 years.
Okay.
People just really like the Sauvignon Blancs that come from New Zealand. They're mm-hmm. super bright and lots of kind of gooseberry, they call it, or grassy flavor mm-hmm. in there. Sauvignon Blanc has never been our favorites.
No.
We were out at Costco not too long ago, and you picked this wine out.
Okay. So you're blaming it on me?
Well, I just wanted to see. I kind of like both of these. So we're going to find out, though, if there's a difference, or the other one came from Trader Joe's for $10. So we're going to see if we can see a difference. So some of the real popular Sauvignon Blancs, if you like French Sauvignon Blancs, some of the most famous are Sancerre.
Okay, Sancerre.
It's an area of the Loire Valley. And then there's Puy-Fumé. I think they said the French say Puy-Fum. I don't think they say the Fumé. I think it's just Fum. But it looks like it's Puy-Fumé. And if you remember, if you like Fraser, that's one of the wines I think he used to, anything that sounds really snobby, that's what Fraser liked to order.
Okay, so this was one of his.
I think he used to order that every now and then. But anyway, those are two areas within the Loire Valley. And Sancerre would definitely be probably my favorite of the Sauvignon Blancs that I've ever had. That those areas, both of them actually, are kind of known for limestone soils. and they just have a lot of mineral in them.
Okay.
Lots of minerality and just kind of have a creaminess to them. So just really nice wine. But there's a lot of people that like the New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs, which we talked about, are very, very bright, stainless steel all the way. And they're just very bright, very acidic, and usually have a lot of grassiness or gooseberry, whichever you want to call it. There's another one that you might want to look for is the Fumé Blanc, which is a wine kind of made up by Mondavi.
Okay.
Back in the 70s, if you remember, we did one of those on the show. Mondavi wanted to sell his Sauvignon Blanc, and so he came up with Fumé Blanc, thought it back in the 70s, it sounded French, and French wines were definitely considered higher quality, so that's why he named it that, and he also gave it a little bit of oak, and so that was a little bit different. So it's if you like oakiness in your white wines, you might want to try a Fumé Blanc.
So do we have oakiness in one of ours?
In one of ours, they do age it in French oak barrels for 5 months.
Wow. Okay.
Sauvignon Blanc, its main blending partner, if you like white blends, one of the most popular blending partners is Semillon. And you can mostly find that from Bordeaux. There's lots of Bordeaux white blends, which are made up of Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc.
And what does the Semillon do to the Sauvignon Blanc?
Semillon's heavier.
So it gives a little more body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavier, probably a little, maybe a little bit of sweetness, that kind of thing. Kind of like our blend last week, we had the really bright Chenin Blanc and then the heavier Viognier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of in that same vein, the heavier Semillon and then the bright, crispy Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. Is there any difference between the cold climate and a warm climate? Are these both warm or cold?
New Zealand is a fairly cool climate region. So Napa, I would expect to be a little bit warmer. Again, the oakiness, I'm going to expect the California Sauvignon Blanc to be just a little bit heavier, maybe a little darker in color, and just have a little bit more ripe fruit flavors, maybe not be quite as acidic.
Okay,
be a little smoother. So that's what I'm expecting.
And the California one was more expensive?
Yes, yes. Okay.
And the New Zealand was really inexpensive.
Yeah, it's a $10 wine, yes.
Okay.
Let's go to our tasting. Are we
ready? That would be awesome.
Are we ready for that?
I think so.
Okay, we got to have our introduction.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
That never gets old for me.
Let's rock and roll, baby.
Okay.
Oh, so sweet.
Now we can do our tasting.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so number one, what do you get on this?
Well, it's just, it's very light, touch of green to the yellow on our first tasting. And the aroma is not my favorite because it is so a bit grassy and a bit fruity at the same time.
Very grassy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
So the nose isn't my favorite nose.
It's really disgusting, but sometimes they... Lichen, is that what you would say? Lichen?
Well, that's part of the problem with the grassy wines. The nose is a little off to me all the time, off-putting. I would say it's got a lot of like the passion fruit.
Okay.
Which
is tropical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Along with the lemon lime.
I think it's good. I like it. Well, it does have a lot of grassiness. I mean, that's number one for me.
Yeah, the nose is very different than what I'm used to.
And what do you get on taste?
It's very mild, very mellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like reaches out and says, I am a fruit. I am a, it's just kind of a blending taste to me.
Hmm. I get tons of citrus and lots of acid.
I don't.
Makes me pucker.
Doesn't make me pucker. Okay. I think I get more of a green apple-y taste.
Yeah.
On the palate. But it's very light. Very light. What stays with you is kind of a citrusy. Taste of green apple, a lingering citrus. Bright, but not too much.
Because I would say grape.
A little saltiness to it.
I would say grapefruit. Grapefruit for sure. On there.
Yeah.
And maybe some lime.
Definitely lime.
Okay. Denise likes to have both of these. We've got some Gouda cheese to go with these.
So number two is, would you say on the color is a little more to the yellow versus the yellow green of the first?
A little bit darker.
But still very light.
Very light.
The smell is more pleasing to me of number two, the second wine we are experiencing here.
It's a little bit warmer fruit.
Yes,
and peachy. More fruit.
More peachy and less of the lime and the, right, the lime, the grass, the passion fruit. This is definitely what I prefer.
I would say I still get a touch of grass in here, but.
Yeah, I mostly get peach or stone fruit or something like that for me.
I could buy that peach.
I like this one. Definitely my favorite of the two. Coat your tongue a little more. Not quite as bright. A little more.
There's a little more flavor in this one.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. This number two, or the second one we're having, is much more to my liking. Both smell and palate-wise. I'm not getting that. Not getting as much lemon lime. So I think this is a better. Go with a little few more dishes. I like number two.
I do too.
I'm not a fan of number one.
Okay. I like it.
But New Zealand, I tend not to be a fan of New Zealand all across the board.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because of the price range we chose tonight.
It's going to have to be number one is more of a patio wine to me. I don't see that as being a great food wine.
Well, I think it is if you like seafood, and because I get that saltiness and that lemon lime, but I'm not a seafood person at all.
That's fair. Or salad, maybe. Maybe salad. Okay.
The other one I can see just being a little more versatile on the table.
Okay, we definitely like the same one. And let's score these. What are you giving number one?
Number one, I'm giving a two.
Okay.
I'm not going to search it out at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
And I'm going a three on that. I don't mind it. I would drink it. And if that we both think that's going to be our less expensive wine.
I believe number one is the less expensive wine.
And what are you giving number two?
Number two, I'm getting a very strong three.
Okay.
Just because this isn't my wine that I would choose in the first place.
Okay. I'm going a four on that. I like it.
It's very good. I'm going a strong three.
Yeah. I mean, it's just there's a lot of flavors going on in there.
Yeah. It's smooth. It's,
it's very bright, though. And I know we're not huge fans of super bright white wines.
I remember we had a New Zealand that was very sippy, and I liked it.
Okay.
I cannot remember what that was. You'll have to go back.
Well, let's find out what we're drinking, and then we can talk about what we've what we're drinking.
See if we got it right, because we've made mistakes in the past. All right. The unveiling is beginning.
Number two is the Kona.
Number two is Kona, which is the $10.
Oh, yes.
It's the $10 that I love.
We both liked it better.
Yeah. I would have thought that was the more expensive. See, we got it wrong.
That is funny. That is funny.
Napa Valley.
I am shocked by this just because I don't understand how that first one has any oak or anything that way. But that's fine.
Read the back of that $28 wine.
Well, just a second. Let's go through and find out what we're drinking first. So number one, our first wine that we tried, which Denise does not like. She called it a two. I gave it a three. I think it's it's drinkable. It's something I would drink again, but I'm not going to pay $28 for it.
No.
Okay. It's a 2023 Beaulieu Vineyard. It's a famous vineyard in Napa Valley. Mm. I believe the way I read it is they just started growing Sauvignon Blanc. This comes from the Rutherford region of Napa. And we got this from Costco for $28. The winery says aromas of Meyer lemon, white peach, orange blossom, bright pineapple. We got a little bit of that. Mm. We got the lemon, bright pineapple.
But I said but very grassy.
They do not say anything about grass, and that was the first thing I got. No. A long, subtle oak notes of brioche toast. Man, are we sure we got these labeled?
Marzipan.
And marzipan. The flavors of ripe citrus fruits, round and luscious and very well balanced, crisp and lively, pairs with charcuterie platter, mixed nuts, or mixed salads, lighter fish.
That really floors me.
I mean, I get so much grassiness on this first one. I do still.
I do too. Like I said, it has an aroma I do not like.
Mm-hmm.
A nose aroma I do not care for.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, that first one, $28 down the drain.
Right. And we even had to pour a third glass to make sure we did not make a mistake. We are so convinced that we have them backwards.
Well,
and we do not. We do not.
Yeah.
Number one is the Napa Valley.
Yeah.
Yep. $28 bottle of wine that is supposed to be more versatile and a little bit of oak. Just not getting that.
Yeah. And I just get grassiness and it's just not
and
very
lemon lime and
I don't get it anyway. Okay, so our number two wine was the 2024 Kono Sauvignon Blanc from Trader Joe's for $10.
Yes,
and actually
that's a winner chicken dinner.
Yeah, people love this wine.
I do too.
Yeah, people have really put on. I know I was reading lots of reviews from people saying, this is great. Get it, get this wine. So it comes from Marlborough, New Zealand, which Marlborough is like the wine place in New Zealand.
Hats off to New Zealand, Marlborough.
Yeah. So this wine received a 90 rating from Wine Enthusiast.
It did.
Yeah. It has a 13% alcohol. They say passion fruit. Which is, that's passion fruits, that tropical, so that's a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, and I would have swore that was peachy.
But then lime and grassy.
Mm-hmm. Get just a smidge of the grassy. I thought the other wine had much more grassy.
I mean, I get grassy, but it's not.
It's not predominant.
It's not like the other one. That's about all I got.
Yeah. And they also say this is dry and zippy.
And this one, to me, is less acidic than that first one.
Mm-hmm.
The winery...
Totally agree.
The winery says aromas of citrus, grapefruit, passion fruit, and lemongrass.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds perfect to me. I'd go with all those. Tastes of ripe lemon and lime, green apple, pineapple, fresh and bright acidity... Pairs with seafood, scallops, mussels, oysters, white fish, salad, and vegetable dishes. Goat cheese. Okay.
Right.
The first one actually got a 92 rating from, from the wine enthusiast.
Guess I'm just not.
Like we talked about before, it spends 5 months in, I really find that hard to believe. New French oak is what it said online.
Yeah, I could not tell that at all.
No.
Not at all.
Nope. So anyway,
what a surprise.
$6 million down the drain, that's for sure.
The $6 million man did not get a new nose.
Yeah.
His sniffer is...
Man, talk about flushing $6 million down the toilet. There you go.
Well, $6 million doesn't buy what it used to.
Yeah, that's right. Back in the 70s, that was a big song. So, okay.
Well, this is a big surprise. Kona is the winner tonight for us.
Yeah.
$10 bottle.
I like that. And we did go back out to Trader Joe's, and we did find more of, is it Pine Ridge?
Yes, we got two, picked up two of those bottles. We liked it so
much. Those are so good. If you can, get out to Trader Joe's and get some of that. That is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chenin Blanc, Viognier blend. We really like that one. And I like this Kona, too.
I do, too. A lot of people like this Kona. And it gets great reviews.
Yeah.
And Trader Joe's is stocking it at a reasonable price.
Yeah. Now, I think this Kona will probably be there. I'm not sure the Pine Ridge. I think they've made a lot more of this than the Pine Ridge.
I believe. Sounds like an Oak Island phrase. Could be.
Could be.
Could be. Who's still watching Oak Island? Wine appraiser. I don't know why.
Okay. Next week.
Yeah. What are we doing next week?
We're going to check into Merlot's.
All right.
Next week.
Join us.
Right here.
Pick up your bottles.
On the Wine Appraiser. So until next time, happy wine trails to you.
Rock and roll, baby. I don't say it quite the same.
No. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.